I'll still be here when you're in the ground if you walk away. I need to get clean, but how?
How you can hear the percussive, like lo-fi-ness of the bass slapping on that song. Surprise Party off of their record, Dull. Track is called Get Clean. Before that, Detroit by Rules off Pronouns. You may have heard Ed and Campaign for Real Time, amongst other things. And The Big Lonesome off of their disc Fascination, Say Goodbye. And I actually just figured out that the Fascination album is that fascination thing that is in Hull and Nantasket Beach. It's like that little, I actually drove by there and I was like, oh, Fascination, that looks familiar. Now I know where I found it. Jason Lane on the town with Mikey D. It's on Local Music 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The new Local Music continues now. The latest from Belly, Shiny One off Dove. Also, don't forget, we have the Winter Project coming up live in Studio D.
Call.
It's Billy. Hey, Pam, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Pam, I'm going to make a pact in front of you right now on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. Yes, I'm not going to be spinning off a computer any longer. I'm still only going to be CDs from now on, or
You're
records.
Making a pact about compact discs?
I'm making a compact. It's going to be all CDs from here on in.
I remember when I was forced into buying a CD player because my favorite artist released an album that was not available on cassette.
I gotta ask, where is this voice of yours coming from?
I don't know.
It's like
deep
it's
in my soul.
It's like you're trying. I sense that there's like a really great comedic voice under there, but you just won't go all in. Do you know
that I have a ventriloquist doll at home, right?
Yes, that almost was a deal breaker. Pam's my wife, by the way. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Jay.
That was almost a deal breaker when I saw that puppet and that dummy. I was like, I'm out of here.
His name is Mo. All right.
Of course. His name is Mo?
It's Mo from the Three Stooges as a ventriloquist. God.
You might wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be gone.
You didn't like his plaid suit?
Anyway. So yeah,
Bowl
no more.
Haircut?
I'm not going to spin CDs right. anymore. And at least once or twice a show, I'm just going to pull something random off of the shelf. How do you like that?
Random.
And I've never heard this song before. And there's no swears as far as I can see. But
I'm not sure you
should
be going out on a limb like this.
No, I the song's called Insert and Company by Daphne Lee Martin. So if there is a swear in a song, I bet you $1,000. I'll just give you $1,000 if there's a swear in the song. How you like that? You like that?
All right. A little anxious about this whole bet though.
All right. Let's see what we got. Sounds nice. There's not gonna be a swear in the song. Daphne Lee Martin. On WMFO, on the town, Mikey D.
To the devil's door. things I didn't miss. I'm back to feel the coldness of your kiss. I'm back to show you everything is fine. I wanna show you how I've done my time. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and get you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be. I'm back to see the dawning of the day. I'm back and I won't let you get away. I'm back to show you that I'm still in charge. I wanna show you how I'm living large. I'm back to show you everything you need. I'm gonna try and get you up to speed. I'm back to show you what I want. I'm back to see a few old haunts. I'm back to show you who I'm supposed to be.
Talking about try and tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. I'll get you one. What are you gonna do? Next time I see that lighter, match it up.
Oh, hello, I'm Suze, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D, Boston Concert Report for the upcoming week. First up, for tomorrow, Thursday, August 23rd, if you haven't made it over to J.J. Gonson's work that's on display in the Public Gallery at Cambridge 7's office in Harvard Square, you should definitely check it out. You've got a few more weeks, well, I guess technically probably like 6 weeks, to check it out. It runs through October 2nd. It's called Visages des Punks, Portraits of Bands and Fans, and that's the photography of the lovely J.J. Gonson. For some energetic rock and roll, you should go to the Plow and Stars tomorrow night in Central Square, Cambridge. Aaron Shadwell is kicking off an every other Thursday residency over at the Plow, and that starts tomorrow night at 10 p.m. For reggae, hip-hop, and soul, every Thursday, it's the Crush Factory at 10 p.m. at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. Something earlier in the day tomorrow, there are 11 weeks left of the Summer Concerts at Kendall Square series. Tomorrow features Javier Roller, that's at noon, over at 300 Athenaeum Street in Cambridge in Kendall Square. And now we're on to Friday, August 24th. For instrumental psych rock and acid blues, you can see Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas opening for Dick Dale at the Middle East on Friday in Central Square, Cambridge. Doors open at 7 p.m. And it's summertime, so that means, obviously, a show with Jenny D and the Delinquents at the Beachcomber on Friday night. They're joined by Sidewalk Driver. It's in Wellfleet, and festivities start at 9 p.m. Also on Friday, for original roots rock and blues, go to Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge, to see the Mike Hastings Band, and that starts at 10 p.m. on Friday. Also on Friday, instead of Club Dielf, it's Dub Dielf at the Lizard Lounge over in Porter Square, Cambridge, and it features members of Dub Apocalypse, and that starts at 10 p.m. on Friday. And now we're on to four shows to check out on Saturday, August 25th. Live Bird is a one-man show about jazz legend and alto saxophonist Charlie Bird Parker. It's written, directed, and performed by Boston musician Jeff Robinson. He's doing two performances on Saturday, August 25th, and Sunday, August 26th at 4 p.m. Rock and Roll and Rockabilly is happening at Atwood's on Saturday with the goddamn delightful Jittery Jack and Miss Amy. They are at Atwood's in Cambridge for a matinee show on Saturday at 4 p.m. For lyric-driven rock and roll nostalgia, you should go to Club Passim on Saturday to see Dietrich Strauss with Hannah Reed, and that's at 8 p.m. on Saturday. For blues, rock, and garage, over at Atwood's, and their evening show that on Saturday features Mr. Airplane Man and Love Strangers, and that's happening at Atwood's at 10 p.m. over in Cambridge. Next up, four shows to see on Sunday, August 26th. Singer-songwriter Pratik returns to Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge for a family-friendly matinee show at 3 p.m. Also on Sunday, for bluegrass, old-timey folk, and swing, you can see Gin Daisy, their monthly show at the Plow and Stars in Central Square, Cambridge. On Sunday, that's a matinee show at 4 p.m. Also, well, early evening show, not quite afternoon, rockabilly, country, truck driving, and drinking music. It's Roy Sludge at 6 p.m. on Sunday at Sally O'Brien's in Union Square, Somerville. And if you haven't been to Sally's in a while, you should definitely return. They've made some great improvements with their stage and the sound. Another show for Sunday, Honky Tonk Trucker Jazz and Rock and Roll, which is quite possibly one of my favorite phrases to say. Chris Hirsch and the Moon Raiders are back at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville on Sunday at 7 p.m. And now we've got a couple shows for you on Monday, August 27th. If you were around Boston in the early 2000s, then you are well aware of the awesomeness that is the Sheila Divine. They came back to life a few years ago, and the world is obviously a better place because of it. You can see them at the Plow and Stars in Central Square on Sunday at 10 p.m. Their Facebook page notes that they will play the hits on a Monday night in a tiny bar because we want to. That's a good one to check out. And then also on Monday for blues, folk, and soul, Kevin So and friends are at Les Zigamots restaurant in Boston earlier that day at 5 p.m. And then a couple shows on Tuesday, August 28th. Punk rock is happening at O'Brien's Pub in Alston starting at 8 p.m. with In the Whale, Tied to a Bear, and Blood Built Empire. That is, again, at O'Brien's Pub, 8 o'clock on Tuesday next week. For some reggae, every Tuesday, Ghetto People Band is over at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville. It's 10 p.m., and it's also Taco Tuesday, which I highly recommend. And now for Wednesday, August 29th, I have four shows for you to check out. Summer Fling, Live Music Wednesdays, hosted by the Innovation and Design Building in Boston. It's a noon weekly show, and this week it features singer-songwriter Nick Pope. For more singer-songwriter awesomeness, you should go to Roslindale on Wednesday at 753 South, featuring Kimon Kirk Trio with Lyle Brewer and Jim Haggerty. Also on Wednesday, August 29th, for Roots, a Roots trio called The Living Wage. They're at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge on Wednesday at 10 p.m. They feature Frank Drake from Bag Boys and Hashtag Hoedown, Paul Dilley, a bass player for Girls Guns and Glory, and road-tested troubadour Greg Klima. So that would be a good show to check out on Wednesday over at Toad. One more for Wednesday, August 29th, for Funk and Soul. The Nefrock All-Stars have a first and last Wednesdays at Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville on Wednesday, August 29th at 10 p.m. All right, well, that's your On the Town with Mikey D. Boston Concert Report. I will see you out there.
Thanks, Suze. Thanks a lot.
Suze.
Now Pam's got a little something to say, too.
I do. I'm going to read this in my normal voice. When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, personal shopper, and finance manager. And then before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist, and even nurse. When you start taking care of a loved one, you don't realize the challenge of playing so many roles. But the AARP understands the many roles that you play. And to help, they've created an online caring resource center for the over 42 million caregivers in the United States who are caring for a parent or a loved one. Now caregivers finally have a place they can ask for help. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find local resources and connect with experts and the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to find resources. This message brought to you by the AARP and the Ad Council.
Thanks, Pam. Christopher G. Brown. It's one of my favorite local performers, Nightmare Reminders off 7 Months of Chimney Rock. In a few minutes, we're going to have the Winter Project live in Studio D. It's On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO. The music continues now. I'm on the fence, but I think I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some, let's play some Baby Driver. How does that sound? Does that sound good, Pam? All right, good.
Tell make people mad. I don't wanna be your dad.
Town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys, Reckless, off her EP. Before that, Letters to Cleo, Anchor, and Uranium Daughters. What a song that is. All the Stars off Oz. It is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. I'm Jason Lane. Throwing it to Studio D now, we have the Winter Project live.
Hey, everybody. We are the Winter Project from Boston, Massachusetts. We got a brand new record out called Stories of Suburban Discontent. This is the lead track off at Pantomime. I'd like to thank Joel, Jason, and the rest of the staff here at On the Town for having us. When you said it, I didn't listen. When you touched me, I didn't feel a thing. Showed me, I had my eyes shut tight. What are you saying? I've got that sinking feeling, scratching, creeping right through now. We can't control. Pictures, but I can see them. We're here and breathing so close and near. We're really trying. This means a lot to me. The night is ending, and I've got that sinking feeling, scratching. Project. This is called Half As Much.
say that we've gotten older, paths gone our separate ways. Hold me just a little longer, so many things left unsaid. If only I'd been a little bolder, maybe you'd still be here with me. Why didn't you tell me then? Why didn't you tell me? Tell me then, now I'm bored and want for more. Why didn't you tell me then? Why didn't you tell me then? I fell for your comfort. Why didn't you tell me then? Didn't you tell me then? I should have never loved you.
Okay, that was half as much of our new record, which is the third part of an EP trilogy we've been putting out the last three winters. We're going to play a couple songs from our first record, which came out in 2016. We were fortunate enough to play here on MFO when it came out, and this is called Ache.
Sorry, I scream at the blackened closed door. Are there no words, nothing I can say to make you care anymore? Racked and torn, my mind races like terror from a refugee shot. My skin's falling like water, no well can hold. Won't you reconsider us? Won't you reconsider?
ship of security puttering out of what we called our room. Lying face down on your oriental rug, the bottle empty near my hand. In the